Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Terry Belmont, the CEO of Long Beach Memorial Medical Center and Miller Children's Hospital. Terry, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you very much.
Some people may not know it, but Miller, Long Beach Memorial, is the second largest community hospital campus in the West.
That's correct.
And you just recently joined the Memorial Miller family.
Yes, I joined in November, and just I came here because I knew a lot about the history of this fine hospital, two fine hospitals, and I have not been disappointed at all.
Well, I was there for your wonderful 100th anniversary celebration of Memorial, and it's quite a story. They had the photographs of the original building downtown, and what 100 years.
It's an incredible history, and, you know, I gave a speech the other day to some volunteers of the hospital, and one of the volunteers had actually was born before Seaside and had been and has been part of our organization or her family ever since we started 100 years ago.
Yeah.
She's 104 today.
Really?
I mean, this year she's 104.
Well, Long Beach is a very special place, and the longtime commitment of so many residents to institutions like yours speaks so well, both for the city and for the hospital. Tell us a little bit about the challenges facing Long Beach Memorial Medical Center and what you see ahead for the next 5 or 10 years.
I think the challenges that we face are probably similar to what most hospitals face. Number one, there are more patients, more individuals who don't have health insurance today. And so those patients, they become patients through the emergency department. And our emergency department just is very, very, very busy because patients get there, they're very sick, they haven't had a chance to have preventative care, so they come in much more acute. And so that's a challenge for us. And I think another challenge for us is there's fewer beds.
Yes.
In communities today, because it's harder for hospitals to stay afloat because of the economics. So those are some of the challenges. I think our and on our campus, our biggest challenge today is we just have outstanding care, outstanding physicians, and our biggest challenge is probably to, as we continue to age as a population, providing service to our employees to get new physicians and new employees, nurses, to serve the aging population.
I know the reputation of the hospital, and I know particularly the heart unit is so renowned, and I know people whose lives you've saved, really, through the expertise of your doctors and your staff. But you treat not only old people, but also young people at Miller Children's Hospital. And tell us a little bit about the wonderful Miller's Children's Hospital.
I'm delighted to do so. Miller Children's is an absolute gem of a children's hospital, and it was actually one out of 9 hospitals nationwide that was recognized by the Leapfrog Group as one of the top 9 hospitals in the country. We're actually at this point building a new pediatric pavilion where we'll be able to add to the services, and that'll be completed late 2008, early 2009. An outstanding children's hospital.
And I've had direct experience there because a friend of mine's daughter many years ago was treated and they saved her life, this 8-year-old. And not only the quality of the care, but also it's so user-friendly, adapted to the world of kids and the design. And it's just a wonderful operation.
You know, and the additional thing that's very unique for our campus is we have the children's hospital there. We have the adult hospital with the special programs in cardiac and cancer and ortho-neuro rehab. All of that together is on one campus where Children's Hospital can take advantage of the technology we have from Long Beach Memorial Medical Center and vice versa. It's a very unique combination of hospitals on one campus.
I'd like just to spend a moment, Terry, in the time we have left, and you alluded to this earlier, of the challenges facing healthcare generally. We read about it. It's much in the political news. What do we do about medical care in America, looking at it from a macro standpoint?
It's a great question, and I think we all have some of our ideas about what might work. And I guess it comes back to the first premise is, what kind of rights do we have as individuals, citizens in this country, for health care? And shouldn't we all have health care available to us? And I think we all say, yes, we should. Then it's a question about how does it get paid for? And how in our economy can we put, can we use the dollars we're paying into health care now and use them more wisely to, so that more people can be covered and not have to come to the emergency department when they're so bad? And so I think there's a number of things, and I'm so delighted that Governor Schwarzenegger, that a lot of our legislators are looking at different ways of health and of providing health insurance. I'm not sure any one of them are the single answer yet, but it's in view of our legislators, and I think that's great.
And the good news, of course, is that the quality of health care in America is among the very top in the world, is it not?
It is. And you know, the interesting part, there's we're becoming much more transparent too. We're sharing quality data to the public. This is new in the last couple of years, and it's going to increase over time, where people can go on websites and look at what's the quality indicators at hospitals and with physicians. I think that's a great step forward too in healthcare.
An informed public.
A very informed public, yes.
Who will make appropriate market choices based on this information.
They'll do that, and they'll still make decisions based on service too. How easy is it for me to get into the hospital? How nice are the people there? But they're also going to look, what's the quality indicators that the hospitals have?
Well, Terry Belmont, thank you so much for joining us here on Straight Talk, and continued success as you and the Medical Center celebrate your 100th anniversary.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.